the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
In the 2015 calendar year, the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries continued to build on initiatives to make agriculture sustainable and bolster food security. A predator-larceny prevention unit was established in March to stem farm theft through collaboration, information sharing, and security innovation. Deputy Superintendent of Police Kevin Francis heads the unit, based at the Agriculture Ministry's head office at Hope Garden, St. Andrew. He is supported by Predator-Larceny Prevention Officer with Responsibility for Operational Activities, Sergeant Damon Harry.
The significance of these appointments is that, being active members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, these men will have access and will be able to mobilize members of the entire force across Jamaica to deal with predator-larceny issues.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellio. The unit has prosecuted over 148 offences, with 137 convictions of that number secured, 10 matters still pending before the court, and one matter dismissed. Additionally, £5,520 of uncertified meat was seized and destroyed, and over 205 stolen animals recovered across the island. The government announced that 21 additional agro-parks are to be established by the end of March 2018. Of that number, 3 are to be established in Western Jamaica by March 31, 2016, bringing the total to 12. One of the 3 was launched at the Sweet River Multi-Species Abattoir in Ferris, Westmoreland. The facility is being established to streamline the country's slaughtering houses and abattoirs to meet international best practices. It's also the first of 5 regional abattoirs to be established in centralized locations island-wide. More than 500 acres of coffee, bananas, and cash crops were scorched in sections of East Rua, St. Andrew, due to a massive bushfire which lasted for about a week. The Agriculture Ministry said it will cost approximately $300 million to replant the crops lost in the area. Fortunately, 80% of the coffee crop was reaped prior to the start of the bushfires. The government, in collaboration with the Housing Ministry and Food for the Poor, provided assistance to residents in the area and surrounding communities whose homes and farmlands were damaged in the fire.
In response to the affected families who have lost their homes and contents, the Welfare Services of the Ministry of Labour and Social Security has provided immediate assistance in the form of beds, blankets, mattresses, food packages and other supplies, and compassionate grants.
The ministry announced that the country's importation of French fries could be reduced by at least 30% over the next 3 years with the introduction of the Challenger variety of Irish potato. Portfolio Minister Derek Kelly has said production of the new variety, deemed the most suitable for producing the popular fast food item, will move apace.
This will require an additional 1,100 acres to be put into production and the engagement of a minimum of some 400 new farmers.
Meanwhile, research trials will be conducted on 15 new varieties of imported Irish potato up until March 2016 to determine the crop's suitability for local conditions. These projects form part of activities under the National Irish Potato Expansion Program, being implemented at a cost of $911 million. And cassava production is being expanded through the approved lease of 250 acres of land in Wallen, St. Catherine, to Red Stripe to produce the tuber as a substitute for imported barley. Red Stripe also established an eco-friendly farmhouse on the property.
As the government continues its economic reform program, the agricultural sector is determined to play its part by spurring growth and sustainability, even while we increase import substitution.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellio. This is in addition to the 36-acre property leased to Red Stripe in Bernard Lodge, St. Catherine, to plant cassava under a pilot project dubbed Project Grow. That brings us to the end of the 2015 roundup for the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. The government, through the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, remains committed to making agriculture sustainable through increased production and mitigating the effects of climate change and global warming.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.